Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Maidenhead by Tamara Faith Berger, narrated by Felicity Monroe. The author begins with two epigraphs. The first is a quote from The Possibility of an Island by Michel Houellebecq. The dream of all men is to meet little sluts who are innocent but ready for all forms of depravity, which is what, more or less, all teenage girls are. The second quote that opens this novel is a quote from Clarice Lispector. My mystery is that I have no mystery. And now, Maidenhead.
Chapter 1. Teenage Girls. There are slaves on the earth right now. Actual slaves. There are classes of slaves and races of slaves. There are slaves on the earth right now, birthing more slaves. This is not a dream. I have done a reality check, and there are still slaves. I met two slaves when I was 16 years old. I met them, and they taught me that I had to change my life. I had to make it worth. I had to learn how to make my value instinctive, because an instinct for value was all that slaves have. At the edge of the sea in Key West on our family vacation, the March break time when I was 16, I learned that 200 Africans died on the beach there after they made it on slave ships across. Then Cubans died 100 years later, dried out to death on rotting wood rafts. Blonde college girls also drowned in this ocean after drunk sex that didn't feel right. Key West, the last blot of American land before the slaves thrived or sank in the sea. You know what this story is about? It's the autobiography of your self-fucking worth, Lee says. Nah, she was just in a learning position, and then she led us like asses into the ocean. That's funny. She should start it like that, Gail says. On the first night of our family vacation, after greasy black burgers and fries near the beach, my dad and my brother took one bed with the TV remote, and my sister took the
sample complete. Ready to continue?